Now, back to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the River Network with Big Willie 105.5 and River Talk. It's almost as good as a second cup of coffee.
Indeed. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local 3 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. You can also hear it on the River Talk Radio, on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And on Thursdays and Fridays, you hear the best of Dimitri. It's Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local on the River Talk Radio Network. Again, a special guest here in studio, David Demarest. I bust on him a lot, but he's a great guy. He's just an absolutely wonderful human being, recovering broadcaster, pastor guy, and also now an unofficial spokesperson for the
Brain Ball,
which is this big deal event. All kidding aside, even though David is mocking it right now, it's actually a very big deal event. And you want to tell the people about this again, and hopefully they can buy lots and lots of tickets. It's going to be a very, very good time. You get to see David Demarest in a purple jumpsuit or a purple something. What is
tuxedo.
It now? Tuxedo. Purple tuxedo. And Diane in a beautiful purple gown. But him in a purple tuxedo, it's got to be worth the $75
ahead. Just think of Barney had a formal.
There you go. Barney the dinosaur, not Barney Rubble. So once again, tell us about that, and then we'll talk about radio.
I would, except I've got something else on my screen.
Oh, okay. What?
So I also have ADHD. So
now you tell
probably,
me.
Probably
now you noticed. Tell me.
But anyway,
audio train wreck here. So, Alzheimer's, ADHD. Oh my God!
Well, we were just talking about Scott Fischer.
Yes,
and
Fish.
And so I looked up his obituary because I wanted to check on a couple of things.
Yes,
and Diane pointed out that he and Sandy were married for 31 years.
31, okay.
So right. I had misspoken.
Math is hard, David. Math is hard.
Okay. So I just wanted to see that. Okay. Yep. Everything's in there. So.
That's great radio. Yep.
Everything's in there.
We're doing radio, for God's sake. Come on.
Right. You haven't forgotten that. So Scott was 65.
Yes. Really?
I didn't realize he was 65. I thought he was younger than I was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Young guy.
So.
Looked very young. So he was in Barnesville, and he also worked for the newspaper or something?
He worked for the Barnesville Enterprise.
Okay, selling ads, I think, right? Selling ads and doing writing? I'm not sure.
Honestly, I never asked him what he did for them. Mm-hmm. And he worked as a parts manager for Doan Ford.
Really?
Yeah. I do remember his doing that.
I did not know that. But no, he's a great radio guy.
Yeah, he did. I think he went to Doan Ford right after he left the radio station because Doan had been a sponsor of...
Good company
there.
No question. In this last segment that I want to talk about in the next hour, not with you because everybody will think that you're part of this, but I want to talk about the failed TV stations and especially this one story. Oh, well, did you hear the story that Nine had regarding the near drowning at the Mingo Junction pool?
No.
Okay,
no,
I want to be addressing that because the journalism was a joke and there are lots of important questions that have to be asked regarding this. But back to this, the Brain Ball is the 21st, and it's at the island at the casino.
Yes.
And it'll be 6 to 10, $75 per head, two people, 140.
And it's a formal event if you, although I don't think you'd be turned away if you showed up with a necktie.
Well,
than a necktie, Dimitri.
I would think substantially.
Please, Dimitri,
unless
more
it's
than
a very
necktie.
Long necktie, so. I would think, David, you are just one sick puppy. Now, you also wanted to talk about the pathetic state of radio, this radio station obviously being the notable exception.
And God bless you for it.
Thank you. Well, actually, you really have to say, as much as it pains me, say God bless you to the owner, Mr. Deep Pockets, because without Mr. Deep Pockets, none of this would be happening. There'd be no Big Willie 105.5. There'd be no Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Mr. Deep Pockets is the secret sauce for all of this. He really is. So anyway, you were in Los Angeles or Las Vegas or somewhere?
Actually both.
Okay, both losses. And you were listening to radio there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And tell me your thoughts, because you wanted to bring this up here.
This was a couple of years ago. Actually, it was longer ago than that, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And just listening to some radio out there as we were driving around seeing the sights. And I thought, wow, this sounds exactly like so much of the radio in Wheeling and Pittsburgh and all these other radio markets.
Yeah.
Pretty much wherever you go in the country, it's going to sound like cookie cutter radio.
Boring cookie cutter radio.
It's the same playlists in every city. And we all know that musical tastes are different in the Ohio Valley than they are in Los Angeles,
sure,
for crying out loud.
But nobody cares.
And
the corporate heads don't care.
But the corporate heads decide that this particular artist is the hottest new thing and you're going to like it whether you like it or not.
And they don't care. They actually don't. They don't care. They just go, okay, we'll just program for all the stations the same way. We get rid of all the music directors, get rid of all the program directors, and we're just one great big corporate entity. And they wonder why they keep losing money. Have you noticed that?
Exactly.
Losing money. Revenues every year, they keep losing money. It's unbelievable. Meanwhile, this station, locally owned, is making more money than ever. Our May was insane. Our numbers in May were, thank God, were absolutely insane. And June is even better. But it's local ownership, local. You got Johnny O, you've got me, you've got Max on Rage. You know, you've got the local news with
you've
Kurt.
You've got local personalities.
Exactly.
People that people can relate to. Who can relate to some guy from New York who's doing a radio show in Wheeling?
And it sounds all so homogenized. And there are no local references at all.
Nope.
And he could have recorded that a week ago. All of that stuff.
Oh, sure.
Could have recorded it a week ago. And we're going to make it sound alive and fresh and what's happening. And people don't care because they intuitively they know this is crap. This is just canned crap that nobody, you know, there are no local references. We don't know this guy. He obviously doesn't know the Upper Ohio Valley. Nor does he care. Sounds very professional. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a great, you know, great pipes and everything else. But there's no substance there. It's sizzle and no steak.
And the people who've been driving this seem to be
incompetent.
I'm going to say, at least at one point, seemed to be unaware of the ascendancy of streaming.
Yeah.
So you want to listen to the music? You just create your own station.
Exactly.
And listen to what you want to listen to.
Yep.
And then you don't have to bother with commercials and things like that. And they didn't realize that they were sowing the seeds of their own destruction.
Yeah.
And
they're not very bright. You know, just because you're at the top of the food chain in a corporation does not necessarily mean you're very bright or that you're very competent.
Bingo.
I mean, that's the thing. Bingo. A lot of people don't realize, like, oh, this man's the head of a big, you know, broadcasting corporation. Yeah, well, why are they losing millions of dollars every year revenue with radio?
Well,
why is that?
You know, the thing is, you can take the boy out of radio, but you can't take the radio out of the boy. And I still follow the ratings.
Yeah.
And I love the fact.
Oh, I'm not sure we're allowed to talk about it. Seriously, I'm not sure we're allowed to talk about that because we don't subscribe to any ratings because we don't need them because we're just so popular. Okay. And that, you know, So I can't
talk about that.
I can't tell people what I read. Well, tell them what you read. Okay, fine. As long as you don't connect it with us. Because we don't subscribe to any rating service because we don't need to because we're just so damn popular. I mean, commercials are insane.
Okay,
go ahead.
I'll just say that there's a reason why it's easy for you to sell commercials.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
because
absolutely.
Everybody's listening to you folks.
Absolutely. We don't.
I don't have the numbers with me, so I'm not revealing any secrets.
And it doesn't matter because we don't need any kind of official ratings, because everybody knows we're the hottest, especially now. Big Willie 105.5, thank God, is now the hottest radio station here in the Valley. And we got it all with free advertising. We got it with free advertising. Oh, it's a long story, but it was just brilliant, brilliant internal marketing here on our part.
And
absolutely brilliant. And WAMP is killing it, and Max is killing it with Rage, and Cindy and Joey. I mean, it's We literally do not subscribe to any sort of rating service. We don't need it because everybody knows this is where it is happening. Have you seen my Facebook number, the Facebook live stream? Have you seen my numbers for that? Have you paid attention?
You've got at least 7,000 followers.
No, those are followers, but I mean the videos.
The videos.
Facebook live stream of each show in the thousands.
Yeah.
And the thing is, And I tell people, I don't know why you would ever want to watch this, because there's nothing to see. Now, today they can see you, of course, the Facebook live stream, but normally it's just me. Mm-hmm. And I have my old iPad here that I use as a camera. And mm-hmm. all it is me, a high school graduate, talking into a microphone. I mean, there's no band here. There's no studio audience, except, of course, these guys. Thank you. Thank you. Shut up. And there literally is nothing to see. I'm certainly no rock star or movie star or anything like that. I mean, why would anybody look or anything? And yet we get thousands of views for every one of my Facebook live streams of the show. And there's nothing to see. And I tell people, there's nothing to see here.
Because it's interesting. It's
really
local.
Well, it is local.
It is therefore applicable to our lives here. You know,
Yes.
And that is what really matters. That's what radio was all about.
Well, maybe because in the next hour, I'm going to be talking about this near drowning, this 5-year-old kid, mm-hmm. Mingo Junction Pool. Mm-hmm. And the questions are unbelievable that you got to be asking. And Nine did a miserable job of trying to cover the story. I don't blame the reporter, because back in our day, people at 7 and 9 and even the newspaper back then, they actually hired decent, good reporters, people with experience, you know, real mm-hmm. reporters. Now they hire children. They hand them microphones or hand them reporters' notebooks and go out there and cover a fundraiser, you know, something along those lines. I don't blame the kids that are they're trying to pass off as reporters. I really don't. I blame the news directors, the news editors, the general managers of these stations. It's just terrible the way it's devolved into nothing. But this issue here with this pool and this near drowning in Mingo Junction, let me tell you, nobody else is touching the story. Mm-hmm. Nobody else is touching it. I've got the audio from 9. I'm going to dissect this. I'm going to tell people, here are all the questions that have to be asked. But this 5-year-old almost drowned and no one seems to give a damn. Mm-hmm. And I'm losing my mind over this. So that's coming up. Anyway, so back to you and the radio and mm-hmm. TV. It, as a broadcaster and as a journalist, mm-hmm. I tell people it is soul-crushing trying to read a newspaper here in the Valley or watch a local newscast. It's just soul-crushing because you know what it should be, and then you see what it is now, and it's like, why even bother? I'm on Twitter more than anything. I mean, really, that's where it's happening. You can't even count on the local news. It's just terrible stuff. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Have you experienced similar feelings? Soul crushing?
I don't comment on television news because that's not my area of expertise. But
assistant news director.
Well, it was only for 2 years. And it just wasn't my thing.
Yeah.
Some people would say I have a face for radio. Yeah. And so
that joke never gets old, by the way.
No, you know, it doesn't, that? Yeah. Does it?
Actually, it does. Yeah.
And I was always much more comfortable dealing with radio.
Sure.
You were only dealing with one aspect, and that was the audio aspect. You weren't trying to deal with video.
Sure, sure. Well, David, we're almost out of time, and yes, I want to give you one last chance to mention the brain ball.
Yes.
Because this is the big deal here. And all kidding aside, it's for supporting Alzheimer's research, Alzheimer's mm-hmm. patients. This is a very, very, very big deal. Want everybody to go there. So tell them, if you would, one last time, David.
Okay, one last time. This is on
your screenshot. You can't find your screen.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. I forgot my screenshot. Okay. Saturday, June 21st, 2025 at the Wheeling Island Hotel Racetrack and Casino, and $75 per person, $140 per couple.
Food,
ask you to draw
entertainment,
dress up, food, entertainment,
raffles,
a silent auction.
Silent auction.
Auction.
And everybody's going to be dressed to the nines, and it's going to be a purple theme. Yes. And David is going to be there with his purple jumpsuit. So make sure that you are there. Take a lot of pictures of him, post it everywhere. Embarrassing beyond belief. All kidding aside, we're just about out of time. We got a hard break coming up for the news. It's always great seeing you. It was heartbreaking hearing you tell me a few weeks ago, that you have had Alzheimer's. You're dealing with this. But I got to tell you, whatever you're doing right now, keep doing it, because I never would have guessed. that you had Alzheimer's. I mean, it looks like it's been arrested. You drove here by yourself. And I was actually concerned, you know, can you carry on a conversation with me for an hour? I actually was wondering because I don't know. And and you're as bad as you always were. So it's not like it's gotten any worse. So this is actually a very, very good thing. If you want to follow David Demarest, you knew you weren't going to get out with an easy one. You knew that. If you want to follow David Demarest on Facebook, you're on Facebook, right? You want to spell your last name, people can follow you and give you and ask information about Alzheimer's.
Demarest. Just Dearest with an M in the middle.
There you go. And it's David Demarest. And if you know anybody who's dealing with Alzheimer's or any sort of dementia, get in touch with him. He has become an expert on it. Do consider this wonderful facility in Morgantown. All kidding aside, a very important issue. Wonderful good news about arresting this terrible thing. And David, as always, thank you. Have a great day.